Sai's Glory, His Divine Story, every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sai's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned. Om Shri Sai Ram. I offer myself at the lotus feet of His Divine Worship, Bhagwan Shri Sathya Sai Baba, the voice, the ears, the heart and soul of Radio Sai. Good morning, dear brothers and sisters, and thank you for joining us on this very beautiful Thursday morning, February the 26th, 2015. You are tuned to Morning Glory, coming to you live from Prashanthi Nilayam, India, the spiritual epicenter of the universe, where the time right now is 9:40 a.m., that is Indian Standard Time, and where we are celebrating the Chinese New Year, the Year of the Goat, with traditional gaiety. Let me wish all our listeners a very happy, healthy and holy Chinese New Year, or Gong He Fat Choy, or also Yang Guang Can Lan and Zi Yang Yang, which perhaps means may sunshine be around you and may happiness surround you. On that very sunshine beat, this is Karuna from Team Radio Sai welcoming you to this live broadcast from Prashanthi Nilayam, India, the seat of ultimate truth, supreme auspiciousness and beauty. Right now, the temperature in the Divine Valley is 25 degrees Celsius, and we are expecting a balmy 35 Celsius in the afternoon. Clear skies and low humidity make it a dry autumn or fall season in this part of India right now. Trees are shedding their leaves and looking rather barren till the first monsoon rains arrive, hopefully by late May. In the midst of the rising mercury, the ashram is in the grip of the Chinese New Year festivities. Currently, the Chinese Year of the Goat is being celebrated over 3 days by the international community in Prashanthi, and the international community includes over 250 devotees of Chinese origin who are camping here right now from such countries as Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, Hong Kong and Taiwan. During these three days of New Year celebrations, they are presenting wonderful programs every evening in the Sai Kulwant Hall. Each presentation is rich with Chinese as well as Buddhist traditions, and these include Buddhist mantra chantings, the Gu Zeng recital. By the way, Gu Zeng is an ancient Chinese musical instrument, and the Indonesian children performed so beautifully when they rendered a recital for us, I think on day one. And day before yesterday, the Chinese New Year coordinator from Malaysia, Brother Billy Fong, spoke on the significance of the ancient Indian and Chinese civilizations. And what he stressed on, and that really caught our attention, was the fact that both these civilizations have had a very positive global impact. Now, although the final program of this celebration is tonight, right now I'd like to read for you the press release about yesterday evening's program from the Mandir. I'll quote it from the office of the public relations office. It says, "The second day of the three-day Chinese New Year celebrations at Prashanthi commenced in the Sai Kulwant Hall with an address by Brother V.K. Ravindran, who is the chairman of Zone 4 and 5 of Sri Sathya Sai International Organization, in which he reiterated the theme of the festivities, love and selfless service. He characterized the New Year as the year of peace and tranquility as per Chinese tradition. And he also spoke of the various service projects being taken up by the Sai devotees in various areas in the Far East. The congregation, which was several thousand strong in the Sai Kulwant Hall last night, the release says the congregation of devotees broke into loud applause when Dr. Ravindran delivered the thrilling news that the Indonesian government has now incorporated human values into the mainstream school curriculum on the model of Sri Sathya Sai Educare program, after gaining a deep appreciation for the system of education established by Baba. Isn't that wonderful? His talk was followed by a speech by Justice Mrs. Isabella Chung, who holds a position of a judge in Hong Kong. And after the dance, after her speech, there were some other dances by children from various high schools in Indonesia, and followed by Aarti. And dear listeners, on day one, we also enjoyed a colorful traditional Chinese dance, more dramas, medley of Chinese and English bhajans, more inspiring speeches and so on. But the best part is the gorgeous Chinese decoration all across Sai Kulwant Hall right now. Now, this is the same sacred venue where Baba encouraged every race, every religion and every culture to celebrate the richness of their heritage. Even as a child, Baba had declared that he had not come to start a new religion, but to light the lamp of love in every heart, so that each of us can honor our own traditions, religion and culture. There was no element of any kind of conversion in the Sai mission. And Baba rightly reminded us that no matter what our faith is or our path in life is, all of us feel comfortable and happy when we abide in truth, honesty, peace, love, right conduct and non-violence. So on that comfortable note, I'm happy to bring you two delightful pieces of inspiration. First, part 3 of my Tryst with Divinity interview with Professor M. Nanjundaya. Dear listeners, this conversation is good to the last syllable, as it unravels the incredibly close association that Professor Nanjundaya was blessed to enjoy with the avatar, and the very many lessons that he gathered in the process. The simplicity and ease with which Professor Nanjundaya draws the insights from his blessings is what really appeals to me. And following this interview, I have 3 of my colleagues join me for a live conversation from the studio, and I promise you that you will love it. That is because these 3 highly talented singers produce a fantastic program every week called the Bhajan Tutor. And today we will hear from my brothers, Bishu, Anirudh and Arvind Sai, about this virtual Bhajan singing classroom, which is a top-rated Radio Sai offering, transforming the quality of bhajan singing across the world. You must not miss this live interview coming up in the second half of the show. And now, let us first enjoy a mega dose of inspiration and loving learning with the wise, mellow and humble beyond words, Professor M. Nanjundaya. Here is part 3 of his Tryst with Divinity interview. Please enjoy.
Sadam sir, and welcome back to Radio Sai.
Thank you.
So you're one of the few human beings on the face of this planet who were blessed to receive letters from Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Now, that's a huge honor and a privilege and a blessing. And it would be very nice if, in your generosity, you could share some extracts, some highlights from some of these letters with our listeners.
Oh, yes. It will be a great joy, a pleasure, and also a privilege, a real privilege. About these letters, I want a very small introduction. Like, it was in 1969. My wife had gone for second delivery to her place. I was alone. I was reading Satyam Sivam Sundaram in Telugu. There is one chapter, Nindithula Samskarana. In English, it is called Wounded Wings. Chapter's title is Wounded Wings, in which it is narrated that Swami used to write letters to prisoners in Rajahmundry and send some gifts through Kasturi. And those prisoners, probably Swami had visited that prison, those prisoners, they had become devotees. They would touch the letter to their eyes, pray. There were people who knew Telugu, they would read and benefit. By then, I had already, as I mentioned, was in deep love with Swami and ready to do anything if I can do something which can please Him. So I was wondering, Swami, in fact I prayed, don't I deserve even that much of grace which you have given to prisoners who have committed
crimes?
Yeah. And that was it. 1 or 2 tears. It was such a beautiful thing. That was the background. 1973, I joined Swami's college. As I explained, Swami removed all my fear, put all confidence and the love which was there was allowed to flow in terms of words and action. And he made me understand that I can write to him. Once Swami said, I used to write letters, Swami said, in one letter you treat me as God, in another you treat me as a friend, in third one you treat me as a guru. This kind of father, mother, guru, changes should not be there. Have one relationship with me. Whatever you choose, continue to have it. I said, Swami, I would like to treat Swami as my mother. Have it, he said. From then onwards, I would address Swami only as mother. And Swami used to receive the letters. A time came when Swami would pay a lot of attention to whatever I had written, and there would be physical evidence of action being taken by Swami. It was a very unique thing. Just to give you an idea as to how he valued my letters out of his own infinite grace, mercy and divinities, he writes to me in one letter, Asirvadamulu, Nanjundaya Anduku Asirvadamulu, Bangaru, Nimushamaina Avakasamuleni Palalache, Kalam Chikaka, E Kamaka Intarasyamayana. Meaning, accept my blessings, Bangaru. Gold, that is, you know, a kind of affectionate addressing. Yeah. We know, we say Munna, we say Chain, like that, Bangaru.
Yeah.
He is actually gold. And people say that he calls everyone gold and makes them gold.
By putting them through the process of melting, beating up, cutting, chiseling, polishing. So
that also, if you remind me, I'll tell you one thing later.
Yeah, sure.
Then he says, Nimushamaina avakasamuleni paralachi, I am having work without rest even for a minute. Because of that, there is a delay in my writing to you.
Oh my God. So good.
Nimushamaina avakasamuleni paralachi kalam chikaka. Ee kammaku, for this letter, inta alasyam. There is so much of delay in writing to you because I don't. Yes.
So courteous, so...
So, I mean, I don't know how to describe it. Okay. His compassion. Should he explain?
Yeah.
If we...
Perfect role model, right? If you delay in responding.
God.
Nowadays, you send emails to people, friends, family. No one bothers to reply because they're so occupied. Even God explained his busyness.
So, I read to you to say, this is how Swami would write to me. In another letter he wrote, in spite of my being very busy, if I am sending this letter to you, it is a proof of my love for you and my grace on you. Another letter he wrote. So this is how he would. Now I would like to read a few things which are relevant.
Please.
For generally for people.
So you are just going to read extracts from some of these letters.
Some of these things. With English version also, I will just
cross.
త్రిగుణాత్మకమైన మానవత్వమునకు దివ్యత్వముల కంటే మించిన పెన్నిధి సాయి సన్నిధియే. సాయి సన్నిధి, సాయిస్ ప్రాక్సిమిటీ ఈజ్ ఎ గ్రేటర్ ట్రెజర్ దాన్ డివినిటీ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఫార్ ది హ్యూమన్ లైఫ్ విచ్ ఇస్ సబ్జెక్ట్ టు త్రిగుణాస్ సత్త రజస్తము కూడా. సో ఫర్ ఎవరి ఇన్ అదర్ వర్డ్స్ ఇన్ ఎవరి హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ to be in Swami Sanidhi is greater treasure than being in divinity, with the divinity itself. Then, Yenyo Janmala Punya Dhanamanu Prabhu Cheskoni Andukunna Varaprasada Nikayam. This body is the reward and gift received for all the merits accumulated over a number of births by doing meritorious deeds.
Oh, just the human body.
Yes, human body is the result of what you have earned by your meritorious deeds. Enni janmalu anubhavinchina loka saukhyamulu kshana bhangaramainave. Any number of births you may enjoy the worldly pleasures, but they are all totally momentary. The worldly pleasures are momentary, in other words, briefly. అగ్నికి ఎన్ని కర్రలు వేసినా తృప్తి అనేది ఉండదు కదా. వేయి కొలది మంటలు అల్కమే అగును కాని ఆరవు కదా. అటులనే లోకవాంఛలు. ఇట్ ఈస్ అబౌట్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ వరల్డ్లీ డిజైర్స్. ఫైర్ విల్ నెవర్ బీ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ హౌ మచ్ ఫ్యూయల్ యూ పుట్ ఇన్ టు ఇట్. యాజ్ యూ గో ఆన్ పుట్టింగ్ ఫ్యూయల్ ఇన్ టు ది ఫైర్, ది ఫ్లేమ్స్ గో ఆన్ rising to greater heights, but it will never be put off. Fire will never be put off. Such are the worldly desires.
So worldly the more desires, you feed them, the more they grow.
Yes.
They're like a bottomless pit.
Correct, madam. Bottomless pit. So you don't care so much for the desires.
Don't get caught
the
up.
More you satisfy your desires, the more the desires will grow. They will never be satisfied.
It's not like I'll get satisfied and I'm done. No, the more greedy you get, the more anxious about power you get, the more power you will create.
Yes, yes. So in other words, he hints that do not give room for desires.
Endless desires.
Yes, endless desires. Yeah. So don't go on growing desires thinking that once you satisfy they are not satisfied. Enni taramulu anubhavinchina adi paatavaina rotavaina branchiki vasuloduche ave nootanamga kanipinchuchunnanu. Every number of births you may enjoy, they may be old desires or they may be even rotten desires. As you are possessed by delusion, those very desires will appear to be ever fresh and ever new. Because of delusion, the same desires, when they appear again and again, they look new, afresh. They are never rotten desires. You are never satisfied. So, he elaborates a little. Kani, లోకాచారముగా నీ ధర్మకర్మను నీవు చేయక తప్పదు, అందులో చేరక తప్పదు. బట్ యాజ్ పర్ ది వరల్డ్లీ కోడ్, యూ హ్యావ్ టు పర్ఫార్మ్ ది డ్యూటీస్ ఎంజాయిన్డ్ ఆన్ యూ బై ధర్మ. యూ కెనాట్ ఎస్కేప్ జాయినింగ్ ఇట్. దిస్ ఈజ్ అ లిటిల్ పర్సనల్ బట్ ఎనీవే ఐ జస్ట్ రీడ్ ఇట్. కాయము సంసార కర్తవ్యములకు, దిస్ ఈజ్ ఎ బ్యూటిఫుల్ థింగ్ ఫర్ ఎనీ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ అండ్ ఎవరీ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్. కాయము సంసార కర్తవ్య కర్మలకు, భావము బాబా ప్రేమ మకరందము గ్రోలుటకు, బుద్ధి దైవముపై సంసారము భుజములపై ఉంచుకొని నీ డ్యూటీ చేయవలేను. ఇట్ ఇస్ ఎ క్లియర్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ టు మీ బట్ అప్లికబుల్ టు ఎనీవన్.
వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ మీన్?
బాడీ ఫర్ డిశ్చార్జింగ్ యువర్ ఫ్యామిలీ డ్యూటీస్, ఫీలింగ్ థింకింగ్ ఫర్ డ్రింకింగ్ ది నెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ బాబాస్ లవ్. Your feeling must be for drinking the nectar of Baba's love. But this physical body, you can use it to discharge your worldly duties. As if that is not sufficient, he goes on. Your intellect on God and your family on your shoulders and discharge your duty. Keep the intellect entirely for God.
And your shoulders to carry the burden of family responsibility.
Family on the shoulders.
Mm-hmm. So may I ask in which year he wrote this letter? 73, was it?
74 or 75.
Okay, at that time you had a family living in Bangalore, your wife and three young children.
Yeah.
How did you take this advice and internalize it and apply it to your family situation? You had to raise three children, you had to send them through school, see them through many different paces of growing up.
Yes, it is true. But I think I was so much possessed by my love for Swami and doing the things, I thought Swami will take care of all those responsibilities of mine. And luckily, it so happened that the school and other things were very near our house. I was known in that area. They would respect me and my family. And my wife would take care of the things. But I usually go every week, definitely Saturday, Sunday, 2 days I must spend there. Do whatever work is there and then come back. And Muni indirectly Swami hinted to me that you can stay here, whereas there is the need for running to Bangalore to your home. One evening you mentioned, that was it. And people began thinking that there is no happiness in the family, there is no harmony in the family, and he is putting them to a lot of inconvenience, and he is enjoying his proximity to Swami, which was not true in the real sense, because they used to come. I would spend Sunday with the children in Vrindavan. They would come for darshan, I would spend the time in Vrindavan. But also it was going on. So it must have reached even Swami. Some people must have also told even Swami, because such interactions are there between Swami and the devotees. What is the Swami Manjunda is staying here alone? I don't know whether there is any misunderstanding between wife and himself, something like that. And Swami sometimes responds to such suggestions. Maybe that, I do not know what it is, but he writes to me after writing all the transient nature of world, worldly results and all that. In the same letter, he tells that I must discharge my duty. My duty enjoined by dharma, by the code. But while doing, give your heart to Swami. Give your intellect to Swami. Carry all the burdens on your physical body, and to the extent that is necessary to give work to your intellect or to your heart. This is what I understand. But it is very clear. And once a person does sadhana, he will be able to function at two levels. Physical level, while doing the duty, still your mind could be given to God. This one has to experience, but this is Swami's statement. So this is what he said. Our neighbors used to criticize us. They would say that this man doesn't care for the family, he goes away and all that. And Swami, who is the omniscient God, he writes to me about that fact. Mana manasuku maname sachikani parloki emitilsu. Vari manasune artham chesukoleni pamarlu paratattvam nirtham chesukonagalaru. ఎవరి దృష్టిని ఏమితో ఉండునో ఆ రంగుతోనే లోకం కనిపించింది కదా. దట్ మీన్స్ వీఆర్ విట్నెస్ టు అవర్ ఓన్ మైండ్. వీఆర్ విట్నెస్ టు అవర్ ఓన్ మైండ్. వాట్ డూ అదర్స్ నో ఆఫ్ అవర్ మైండ్? ఇగ్నోరెంట్ పీపుల్ హూ కెనాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దేర్ ఓన్ మైండ్స్, హౌ కెన్ దే అండర్స్టాండ్ ద ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ ఫిలాసఫీ? As is the vision, so is the world. As the color of one's vision is, so is the color of the world. It is your duty to ensure that there is no defect in your vision. But you need not feel sorry based upon the opinions of others.
Very important.
Yes. You need not feel pain being basing on the vision of others or the vision of others' views. So he merely just says they don't know what they are doing. They simply criticize you. You make sure that your vision is not defective. You don't see with a colored glass. You all will appear like that alone. Ensure that your vision is all right. And don't put to yourself to unnecessary pain or trouble based upon the views of others about you.
And so many of us live our lives trying to meet the expectations of strangers who have no direct connection.
Beautiful.
Isn't it?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
But by Swami's grace, I was not worried about such things. Because I knew what I was doing.
Did it affect your wife, your family?
My family also knew very clearly, because the way that they used to shower their love on me, whenever I meet, they were waiting for listening my experiences during the week.
Every Sunday was it?
Every Sunday, every Saturday, if I go there by chance, that night I should spend with them what Swami did, What are the experiences? And they enjoy. Harika Beta Jarika Peta. There is a,
yes.
That is a famous story of Sri Swamis,
yes.
Which I would mention they would enjoy. So like this, it was a wonderful family.
So all was well within the family.
Absolutely.
It was the peripherals who had issues.
Absolutely, absolutely. But other people, you know, they interfere.
Of course.
Sometimes they think that they are doing some good to us, but it's not good because they can't understand. That's what Swami clarifies here.
Beautifully clarified.
Beautifully clarifies. Loko bimaruchihi bangaru, ni chittam parisuddham, adi sai hrudayam yokka hattukoni poyinadi, antakante uttam margam, ee kalilo ekkada chusina chikkadu. In the world, different tastes exist. In the world, different tastes exist. Bangaru, your heart is totally pure. It has got attached itself inseparably to Sai's heart. In the Kali age, you can never find a better path than that. So he just consoles me. It's okay. There is nothing wrong.
I think more than consoles, he endorses what you're doing.
Yes. Yesterday I couldn't help crying for Swami's love. So much of love. And to say such good words about me. He alone has given me, I know that. I can never claim any kind of doership or any kind of effort on my part. It's purely Swami's grace. This is letter one.
Okay.
One more letter, can I ask?
Please, sir. But when you say that, you know, you can't claim any doership, I understand that's a nice, you're coming from a place of humility. But you're the one who put in the hours, you're the one who stayed away from the family and did all the hard work for 705 rupee salary.
Yes.
So, how did you decide it was Swami doing everything?
See, the only thing is, honestly you can believe me, I was never aware of it. Working never looked as if I'm working. Staying away never looked as if I am staying away. I had joy throughout. While working, no strain, but more joy. While staying away, more joy, because I was sure that Swami is taking care. One small example. Saturday, Sunday morning they will come.
With tiffin for Swami.
Tiffin for Swami. Even after Swami's discourse is over, it will be late evening. 6:30, 7 o'clock, three small children and she has to go. When I go to Swami and just say, Swami, can I go? No, they need not, you need not go, they will take care. And this is one version. Sometimes he says, all right, you can go, leave them, come tomorrow morning. When Swami says, they will take care, don't worry, believe me, without any difficulty they reach home in the shortest distance of time. The moment they go to that particular place, the bus comes. The bus stops, another bus comes. They board the bus, they cross the road, they board the bus. Then get down near our home. And then walk the distance, absolutely free from any fear. This is what happens. When I go with them,
that's when the bus takes long.
The children will feel that he won't come.
Because Swami eases everything. He facilitates the process,
yes,
when they are by themselves.
This is what has happened. And how can I ever have... But in spite of that, I know. Certain meanings, I would feel a little concerned about them. How would they go?
And these were not days of mobile phones and cell phones.
No,
where they are minute to minute, second to second.
No. And no facility like going in the car. Sometimes some devotees would take,
yes,
because they know the family.
Yes.
They would take the family and get near our house, etc. But mostly it is by bus.
And two buses, changing two buses.
Two buses. From here to corporation, from corporation to Sri Rampuram, from Sri Rampuram to our place, walking a little distance. Three children, one child to be carried, two children, of course, giving a little support with a bag. All this means that one step from our side.
He took the rest.
Yes. How God shower so much of love, so much of appreciation, but for the small little things. And I never really bothered, I never thought that I would be getting nothing whatsoever. In fact, 3 times Swami has asked me. First time, when the felicitation committee was, felicitation function was held, a few days, 3 days before that, Swami asked me, I went to the Taiya. Did I mention about that?
No, sir, you did not.
I used to go with the Thai to MES College. I had some Thai and some suits that I wore and went. One day, there were my old students who have become lecturers. And Swami was sitting on the parapet wall, and we were all standing. Swami held my collar and shook me and said, Yemamma, kotta chira katko vachinavi. Whatamma, you are wearing a new sari.
Were you wearing something new?
That's fine. This tie and suit. That is a new suit.
Okay. So he's teasing you, wearing a new sari.
I'm telling those boys, Yemira, Nangindo want to mean by Partana, Mir by Partarante. All, you know, kind of fun. All
meaning
kind,
what? What did
meaning,
you
mean? What I say, do you think that I am afraid of Nanjindaya? You are afraid of Nanjindaya. In the class, I will be very strict.
Of course, the student was afraid of you.
Yes, they had that kind of fear. So, he was, you know, a kind of joy. Yeah. In a family-like setting. Then he asked me, what do you want? I said, I don't want anything, Swami. No. He said, Swami, I really don't have anything. Hey, when I say you tell something, you are not telling that. What do you want? Tell me. I told Swami, I want Swami. And Swami tells, Swami's words you have to watch. Swami says, I have given myself to you. Nannu nenichukunnanu. Inkedaina material adugu. I have given myself already to you. You ask something material. I didn't have anything in my mind. What could I ask? As a teacher, I said, Swami, give me a pen. Pen. Swami touched my forehead with his hand and said, pen, peddu. He, you know, commenting a little, what type of thing you are asking? Pen. I'll give you pen. He said, that was the end of it. So I never asked. And
so then you came, did he give you the pen, sir?
Later on, he must have given me a lot of pens, but never, you know, matching these two, his assurance for a pen and all that, but he must have given me a lot of pens. So like this, once again he asked me, what do you want? It was a changing of the ring. In one ring, one stone had fallen.
I see.
In the interior room here, he asked me, what type of ring do you want? I said, whatever you say. No, whatever you want. I have nothing, no desire, whatever you say. Swami became a little angry. Then I say, and he suggested, can I give you Navaratnam ring? I said, all right, Swami.
Nine gems.
Yes, that 9 gems ring. You know? Then, so I said, this is the one.
It's on your finger.
Yes.
The square ring with 3 rows of 3 stones each.
Each.
Of, representing each planet, I guess.
Yes.
Okay.
So, honestly, I didn't have anything at all, even then. Even outwards, because my thing was, one more thing I would like to mention in this connection. It is not as if I don't have any desires, any thoughts at all. Once Bhavani, my elder daughter, was in the college.
Anantapur.
Anantapur College. While playing games, she fell. There was a small ligament rupture. I was with Swami. Now, I received a phone call from the teachers. Then after that, I came to Swami in connection with my work. And I completed the work. Then I just said, Swami, Bhavani, it seems, had a fall and there was a small ligament rupture. Swami's response was, hey, what are you telling? All Moham. After all, the children play, they fall, there is a small little news, this, that, etc. Should you tell that to me? Then I said, Swami, only when I tell you, I feel renewed. Once I tell you, my responsibility is over. Okay, he said. So this is how, whenever there is any problem, straight away go. My sister was bitten by a small snake. She lives in a village. She rang me up. I went and told Swami. Swami went into the room, the interior room, and he came back and said, I had been there. There is no fear, You won't be worried. He's not a snake. Something like that, he said. And my granddaughter was suffering from diarrhea. The doctors gave the best treatment. They said, we can't do anything. We have not been able to stop it. My daughter rang me up and cried in the phone. I went to Swami and stopped the car and told Swami, Swami, Pratyusha is having diarrhea. My granddaughter's name is Pratyusha. She is having diarrhea. Doctors are not able to stop. My daughter was crying on the phone, Swami. Swami looked up for a fraction of a minute and he said, no, nothing to worry. There is no problem. Then I asked Swami, Swami, can you give me some Vimuti Prasadam? So that if you want me to go, I'll go and give it. Otherwise, I'll send it. Swami said, no need for Prasadam. I went back home and it may have taken about 20-25 minutes. A phone call comes from my daughter. There is improvement in the child's health. So like this, whenever there is a problem, go run. But otherwise, absolute empty. No desires whatsoever. And he has taken care. Financially, there are a number of pressures sometimes. He has taken care. It's a wonderful thing, very difficult even to believe, that such small mundane things, my daughter was very young.
Bhavani or Geeta?
Geeta, second one. She was to be admitted into the school.
Swami school?
No. Near our
house,
home,
Bangalore.
In Bangalore.
Okay.
And my wife was reminding me, you tell Swami Achara Blossom. This initiation into the studies has to be done by writing home on a slate. And she had not pierced her ears. And that is also a must. You tell Swami, pray to Swami. I used to forget. One day morning, I was with Swami. Swami went down, we were very busy in meetings and all that. By 9:30, everything was over. Swami took me along with him to the dining hall. Upstairs. Then Swami asked me, Yem Samacharam? What news?
Yes.
Nothing, Swami, I said. Second or third time also he asked, which means he is reminding me that I have forgotten something. I suddenly remembered this. Then I said, Swami, for Geeta Masai Geeta, the ear piercing has to be done, Swami. Whenever Swami says, we'll bring her. This Saturday you bring, he said. Then I said, okay, Swami. He said, what about your parents? For that function, your parents must be there. I said, my parents have permitted me, Swami. Therefore, there is no need. Then you can bring them. Swami, Achara Vyasam has to be done because she has to be admitted. That also we'll do on that day. We bring, he said. I, who has seen under what pressure Swami was there for any minute's time, was moved to tears by his kindness. I told Swami, Swami, I feel very sad that we are giving you unnecessary trouble, Swami. For such small things like achalabhyasam and ear piercing, we are troubling you, Swami. I am so sorry, Swami. He said, hey, you are very buddhirud, you don't have thinking power. I have come for the sake of serving my devotees. I have descended to serve my devotees. What better work do I have than that, he says.
What humility, huh?
And he runs around and he shows his neck and head, which are conspicuously large to the body. He says, I have to carry all your burdens. Therefore, with this I have come.
This big head to carry
big head
all.
Big head and very heavy neck.
To support it.
Support it. So, look at this. For such small things also I mentioned. Because there is a need. I am under pressure. But otherwise, no. By myself, nothing. In fact, Swami included me in the list to take to Ooty. List of people to be taken to Ooty. And the function felicitation was over. I was so happy. Felicitations. Radhakrishna was a student of mine who was with Swami. He was going from the hostel towards Swami. I stopped him and he was my student, very close, very dear student. I spent, I think, about 3-4 minutes or 5 minutes talking about it because I was so happy. He went, Swami was waiting for him. Radha Krishna told Nanjundaya, met me Swami, he was talking to him, therefore there is a delay. I went, he called me and blasted me. Said, Ahankar, why do you stop Radha Krishna coming? Then I wrote a letter to Swami, Swami, I am not coming to Uti. I am not interested in coming to Uti. For me, what is important is your joy. I don't have the confidence that I will really give you joy by coming there. Please drop me. Swami, don't drop. He took me. This is the kind of very, very strange kind of thing. So, common level. The one who has created the cosmos, billions of stars, billions of things, for whose darshan presidents, prime ministers, such great celebrities come for ear piercing. But this he does. But when he asks me, what will I have in my head, tell me, what is it that I want? He knows best.
So we can continue with the next letter?
Yes, the second letter. In this letter, Swami highlights 2-3 things. One, that teachers duties.
Mm, very important. What are they according to Swami?
Yes, education is another thing. And what exactly Swami expects? Swargamanaga vere kalada satyasai vargami anna varta intinta inchinchi palakali vyapti kavali. Is there a world better than, other than Satyasai group, which is such news should spread to every house and every inch? Swargamanaga, is there a heaven other than Swami's group? This news should spread house to house and every inch. In one paragraph he writes, Adhyapakulu kuda vari murkhatamunu kontha marchukonina varu tarintaru pillalnu prochayintaru. If teachers also change their foolish and ignorant attitude, they will also be saved and they also will encourage students. See, there were a few teachers who did not have that kind of attitude towards Swami. They were merely workers in the college. Always fighting for salaries, this, that, etc. Not spending a mite more than what is necessary, statutory requirement. And Swami feels so sad for them because this is a golden opportunity to serve Swami. So he writes to me that Jeetala kosam jeetam ani bhavinchutunnaru, jeetani nasanam chesukuntunnaru, nasanam chestunnaru. They are feeling that life is meant for salaries and wages. And they are ruining their lives and they are also ruining the lives of others. Chadula yokka sarani gurtinchani vyaktula gati ante. The fate of people who do not know the essential significance of education is that taamu itara pillalanu unnata sthayiki teppinchutaku తగిన కృషి సల్పిన వాడే అధ్యాపకుడు లేకున్నా అధ్వానుడు. హీ డిఫెన్స్ ఎ టీచర్. టీచర్స్ హూ ట్రై టు రేజ్ ది స్టూడెంట్స్ టు హయర్ లెవెల్స్ ఇన్ దేర్ ఓన్ వెల్ఫేర్, దే అలోన్ ఆర్ టీచర్స్, అదర్వైజ్ దే ఆర్ రాటర్స్.
వెరీ స్ట్రాంగ్ వర్డ్,
వెరీ స్ట్రాంగ్ వర్డ్. అధ్వానుడు,
వెరీ హై ఎక్స్పెక్టేషన్స్ ఫ్రమ్ టీచర్స్,
వెరీ హై ఎక్స్పెక్టేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ టీచర్స్. Very high expectation. But he showers love also. Chadu ammukovatam kadu, aninchatam chudali, acharinchi anubhavinchi anubhavinpa cheyali. Education is not meant for sale. It is for experiencing and practicing values, enjoying the fruits of it and making others enjoy the fruits. Agnanam rubhunu roganam rubhunu mapali. They should destroy the disease of ignorance. The teacher should destroy. You say the teachers having the destroy the ignorance. Well, their own behavior, that is how what Swami expects. If they are so much swayed by that kind of mercenary kind of approach, not missionary, then how will they be teachers? One should ensure that such ignorance never comes back again. So, this is how తండ్రి పిల్లల క్షేమాన్ని ఎట్లు కోరును అట్లే అధ్యాపకునకు విద్యార్థి ప్రేమ పుట్టడు, తండ్రికి కామ పుట్టడు. ఈ సత్యాన్ని తెలిసిన వాడే మెలిగిన వాడే అధ్యాపకుడు, నిజమైన అధ్యాపకుడు. నిజమా కాదా? జస్ట్ యాజ్ ఫాదర్ డిజైర్స్ ది వెల్ఫేర్ అండ్ ది వెల్బీయింగ్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ సన్, సో ఆల్సో ఫర్ ద టీచర్ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆర్ ద సన్ ఆన్ ద బేసిస్ ఆఫ్ లవ్, అండ్ ఫర్ ఫాదర్ he is a son on the basis of desire. Only a person who knows this truth and conducts himself in accordance with this truth is a true teacher. Is it or is it not?
Beautiful. He expects such deep commitment from an educator towards the children.
Yes. Teacher for Swami, education means spiritual education. Swami, for teacher, means he is only a spiritual man.
Yeah.
At least he should grow, morally should grow.
And he did express great interest in two professions as being the game changers. One is education, the other is medicine. He said in society, doctors and teachers play such a key role, they can actually think, turn things around.
Correct, ma'am, correct.
Mm. You have more letters, sir?
I have more letters.
Let's hear a few more. It's so interesting. There is one in English.
Shall I read it?
Just read it out.
Swami came to our house in 1974.
In Bangalore.
In Bangalore. Interesting background is, he told me one fine evening, tomorrow I'm going to give you an interview. Bring your family.
I see.
I brought the family. There was an interview. There were other things. My daughter, who was 7 years old, Bhavani, elder one, she said, can I invite Swami to our home for my birthday?
So sweet.
I said, yes, you can invite, but you should know that you are speaking to God. You must be careful, Amma. She went and she prayed to Swami, Swami, on my birthday, you should come to our home. Swami said, Tappaka, most certainly, I'll definitely come, he said. This was the background.
Mm-hmm.
3 days before the birthday, Swami reminded me, I am coming to your house.
Wow, he remembered her birthday.
Yes, he reminded me. I said, yes, Swami. Then, of course, we went and made all the arrangements. Swami came. It was not a very highly developed area. The roads are not quite all right. Swami had to come through Yashwantpur and all that, in long distance. Swami, on the way, said, poor Nanjundaya, he has to come every day from here to there. In fact, I used to stay there only, but anyway, his compassion. Then after he spent some time, I told Swami, Swami, we're having a very small shrine only in the kitchen. We don't have separate shrine room and all that, Swami. Swami said, that is for you. For me, he touched my heart and said, I live there.
In your heart.
In your heart.
Mm.
Why I just say that with so much of emotion is, after all, he has said that so many times, but then, for me, it is not a mere statement. He followed it up by writing to me. I asked Swami's permission to come to Parthi. Swami wrote back to me saying, Sai, ni hrudaya sthayini sthiram cheskunnavu, in a letter. This is also from a letter. Have you confirmed that Sai is a resident of your heart? If so, why are you paying that Swami is in Puttaparthi? That is Maya. Sai is mother, Mayi. Atane hai, avuna kada. So he just told me, it's not a joke, it's not a light kind of humor and all that. Swami means everything. Swami writes to me, have you confirmed that I am resident of your heart? Do you believe it? If you believe it, why do you think that Swami is in Puttaparthi, I have to go to Puttaparthi, and if Swami doesn't come here, I am paying. Why do you think like that? And he also said it is by an account of Maya.
And it's so relevant what you're saying in today's context.
Yes, especially today's context. In fact, that was another point which I might raise sometime later or some other way also. But this Shalaki...
Then he came to your house?
Then while getting into the car, so he asked me, give me a paper, I want to give you a message.
Okay.
I brought some 2 sheets of paper and gave it to Swami. Swami took those 2 sheets, got into the car and he drove off.
Were you in the car also?
No. I stayed behind.
Oh, you didn't go when he went to...
No. I didn't go.
That's odd.
Very true. So many odd things like that.
I thought you were the host. You should be home for your daughter's birthday. Welcome, Swami.
And Swami said, you stay behind.
Okay. So
of course. Swami will take care of all such things. He will never... it goes on from one to another. Dr. Gokak invited Swami to college. There is a function, Swami, please come. Swami said, there was Tanle. That function was over. We came back. Swami said, while meeting the students in the evening, no one called me. With a self-righteous attitude, Dr. Gokak said, Swami, I called you? And Swami's response was, is that the way that you should call Swami? Casually mentioning. If you have to invite a minister, you go there, wait. I can use that word. This is the word. You wait like dogs and bring him, but me, just informing me that is sufficient. Why I mention this is, when you say odd, such odd things, he doesn't like. He doesn't allow things to take place, but he takes care to play the role of the head of the family. And he said, Vikari Undurav Potam.
So he took the paper from you, he drove off, and that's in the car he wrote, in a moving car.
No. This is written after he went back to Vrindavan.
Okay.
He wrote it. He brought this to the hostel. I was not there at that time. He made one Sundar Rao, professor of English, who was also helping Principal Narendra in running the college. He gave this paper and asked Sundar Rao to read for the boys.
And it's in English?
In English.
Okay, let's hear it, sir.
Dear Nanjundaya, accept my blessings. The best method of spreading Vedanta philosophy is to live it. There is no other royal road. Live in God. This is the second paragraph. This is a mantra. Live in God. All is right. Make others live in God. All shall be well. Believe this truth. You will be saved. Next, about some morality. In the lowest worm, as well as in the highest human being, the same divine nature is present. The worm is a lower form in which divinity has been more overshadowed by Maya. That is the highest form in which it has been least overshadowed. Behind everything, the same divinity is existing. Out of this comes the basis of morality. The whole morality is on the basis of God being resident of every heart, not this communistic kind of morality, some sympathy, some kind of help. Is not that. The next paragraph. Assert your Godhead. Fling into utter oblivion the little bubble bursts. It finds itself the whole ocean. You are the whole, the infinite, the all. The next one is a command or an instruction to me. Assert your Godhead. Your God, assert it. Fling into utter oblivion the little bubble bursts. It finds itself the whole ocean. This little bubble which he is referring to is ego. Fling into utter oblivion. Don't care for it. It is a little bubble. When you fling into an ocean, the bubble bursts. When the bubble bursts, it becomes the ocean. It was in the ocean. So, he says, assert your God, fling into utter oblivion, the little bubble bursts. It finds itself the whole ocean. Please mark here. It finds itself not in the ocean. It finds itself the whole ocean. It was the ocean. Bubble was the ocean.
It came from it. It's gone back to the source.
Yes.
It is the source.
Yes. You are the whole, the infinite, the all. Last paragraph, emphasizing what he has said about the assertive Godhead. You are divinity itself, the holy of holies. The world is no world. You are the all in all. The world doesn't exist. You alone exist. The world is no world at all. You are the all in all. You are the supreme power which no words can describe, no body or mind. You are the pure I am, in single inverted commas, I am that you are. You are the pure I am that you are. Soham. Heaven is within you. Heaven is within you. Seek happiness not in the object of senses. Realize that happiness is within yourself.
Sairam, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to Morning Glory, coming to you live from Prashanthi Nilayam, India, on February the 26th, 2015. Thanks for your company on Thursday Live. The time in the studio right now is exactly 35 minutes past 10 a.m. Indian Standard Time, and the current temperature outside is 27 degrees Celsius. You just heard part 3 of my 6-part Trisvay Divinity interview with Professor M. Ranjandaya. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did when I recorded it. We eagerly look forward to your response, suggestions and comments by email at listener@radiosci.org. Now moving along, the talent quotient in the studio has just skyrocketed because 3 of Sai Kulwant Hall's melodious singers, musicians have just arrived here for a live conversation. All 3 young men are my colleagues here at Radio Sai, and they form the Bhajan Tutor team. And I'm therefore delighted to have them in the studio on Morning Glory. Now, before I welcome them, I just want to let you know that our program, Bhajan Tutor, is transforming the Sai world one musical note at a time. The efforts of these young men are so well received by our listeners all over the world, as it allows them to offer their love to Swami through the medium of music, which is of very high quality. So, without any further delay, I'd like to welcome Brother Bishu, Brother Anirudh, and Brother Sai, Arvind Sai, to Morning Glory. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining me on Morning Glory. Now, I know along with Brother Ravi Kumar, all of you contribute so beautifully to improving the quality of bhajan singing all over the world through your program. So let's begin with the history of Bhajan Tutor. Bishu, perhaps you can tell us when and how it all started?
Yeah, sure. Interestingly, the Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom started off not as a radio program, but as an offering on the website. We started Heart to Heart, Radio Sai's e-journal, in the year 2003. Radio Sai started in 2001.
Yes.
In 2002, Bhagwan gave us the Prashanthi Digital Studio. He came for the inauguration of where we are sitting now. And in 2003, we started the Radio Sai's e-journal, Heart to Heart. And the Bhajan Classroom, what we have on the radio now, first started as Radio Sai Virtual Classroom, which we have it had it on Heart to Heart.
But it was all written material, right?
No.
It has sound clips?
Multimedia. It had multimedia content. So, on a web page, we had the tune. We had either Srinivasulu or Brother Ravi Kumar, you know, both very, very accomplished and very respected singers, members of the Prashanthi Bhajan group, who would come and do the tune. So, we had the pronunciation and the tune, and one line meaning of every bhajan on the website. And in those days, Heart to Heart started off as a fortnightly magazine. So every 15 days we had one of these offerings. And that continued for a while. And that continued for quite some time, actually. Around 2005-2006, that's when we were doing a lot of brainstorming to convert a lot of our offerings on the website, in the journal, into radio programs.
Yeah.
And so During that period, mm-hmm. we thought of starting this Radio Sai Bhajan classroom. So it, from a virtual classroom, it became a Radio Sai Bhajan classroom. And so that is when we saw the radio adaptation. So we had what we were offering on the website, but now voiced over.
Yes.
But it was a very simple program, unlike what it is now. It was just 8 minutes. So you had just had 2-3 words of introduction and then the pronunciation, then and the one more line to just connect the tune.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would be only Ravi Kumar brother or Srinivas brother singing the tune. Just them alone, no following. And just one line meaning of every bhajan. And so that continued for a while and, you know, slowly, but there was always this, thanks to the encouraging response that we received to this program, you know, we were all the time thinking how to improve and there were always so many suggestions. And
yeah,
even
our
today
listeners
we have,
are very generous with suggestions,
yes,
which we welcome
there
very much.
There were always so many suggestions,
yes.
And, you know, so, and we were also all the time thinking how to, you know, make it better. So slowly we added different elements to it. So you had, after a while, there was someone following whenever Srinivaslu or Ravi Kumar brother sang. So it really became a tutor where, you know, someone is teaching and the other person is following.
So call out and follow,
yes,
pattern.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we did that for a while. And so the Bhajan Tutor episode on Radio Sai, from 8 minutes, it became 12 minutes. You know, that was a small addition. And with time, I remember during this period, once Mr. P.C. Ramakrishna had come, who a well-known voice-over artist. And as I played to him this radio program, he said that it is very nice, but you are explaining the meaning of every line, but you are just giving a very flat, you know, 2-3 lines essence of what this one line of Sanskrit or Hindi conveys.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, maybe you should give the meaning for every word.
Okay.
That was his suggestion. And so that spurred us to sort of take the meaning, the bhava aspect of the program to a much deeper level. And, you know, after that we started for every word, if it is Vyagram, Varadhara, what is Vyagra? You know, I remember spending so much time in those days trying to understand all these Sanskrit words. And many times, you know, you refer dictionaries, call some Sanskrit scholar or somehow get a very authentic meaning.
Very hardworking, aren't you?
No, at that time, it was very ennobling.
Yes.
Because you were learning so much.
Much,
you know,
yeah.
Every day, you've been singing these bhajans for years and now you actually know what every word conveys. You never really thought so much about what is the meaning of Murahara. We never really spent so much.
What is it, Bishop?
Yeah. Murahara, there was of course this demon called Mura. Okay. See, if you take, for example, say Madhava again, the Madhava has so many meanings. Like it's,
we just thinking is Krishna's name.
Yeah, it's Krishna's name, but Madhava means the one who is the lord of the mother, yes, but who is the lord of Maya, illusion, and who also is the one who destroys our ego.
Okay.
You have so many meanings because Sanskrit is a language where every word can be understood through 7 types of grammar and each grammar can give us 9 meanings. So every Sanskrit word potentially has 81 meanings. This is what a Sanskrit scholar told me.
Hmm.
So Ma Swami has explained, in one discourse Swami will say Ma is mother. In another discourse Swami will say Ma is Maya. Another discourse Swami will say Ma is earth.
And so they're all correct.
They're all correct.
Uh-huh.
They're all correct. So when you know, so we started off by giving these meanings of every word to whatever
etymology,
extent we can.
Yeah.
And as time went on, we thought that, you know, maybe we should try and help people to visualize these bhajans more. So we tried to give more stories
mm-hmm.
to these.
And I think a lot more research went into that aspect
research,
and it has made
yeah.
it so, it has
yes.
evolved into such a rich program
yeah.
which inspires you in so many different ways, not only makes you a better singer, but also makes you have a lot of deep spiritual association with that
Absolutely.
Bhajan. Now, I noticed that, you know, whenever we speak of bhajans, we talk of raga and tala and bhava, and all of you sort of specialized in it. What can you tell us about each of these components?
I think the raga element, we started off initially only mentioning the raga, you know, as we were trying to incrementally improve the program. And every time it was a difficult, because many times bhajans do not fall into a particular raga. And once we started this Thursday live,
yes,
you know, that is when we thought we had a little more time, because, you know, we had a 45 minute slot for bhajan tutor. And that is the time we tried to improve it further. And we had Kaustubh and Anirudh and Ashwath and P.S., P. Srinivasan. So all of them, we used to have come to the studio and explain the raga.
And
so
that's my favorite part of the bhajan.
Yes. So maybe Anirudh can share a little more about the dynamics between ragas and Sai bhajans.
Yeah. When Vishu first called me for the program, bhajan tutor, I was very glad, and I was very thankful to him, and because it is a very, very learning session.
I can imagine.
And because you, not only you identify the bhajans with the ragas,
mm-hmm,
it has a special element of like how we sing each line. So once we break into the swaras, we go into the swaras for each line.
Swaras are the notes.
Yeah, the notes,
mm-hmm,
for the each line. So then we come to know that, you know, the way the bhajan is composed and the thought process of the bhajan, the composition, and then you will know which note to stand.
I see.
It is a, like for singers, it's a very good advantage of knowing the notes where to stand.
Mm-hmm.
Like suppose a singer doesn't have an idea of like where to stand. Sai Sundara, Sundara. Suppose take this bhajan.
Okay.
So you have the element of Sai Sun. Suppose the singer is not clear as to what is that note.
Uh-huh.
Sundara. He is not touching the note, or he is just going around the note. So once we do this exercise of breaking down into swara.
What is the correct? So much of fine nuances here for a person who doesn't have a musical
maybe
background.
Maybe I'm saying, pardon me if I'm saying too complex things.
No,
it's
wonderful.
A simple example.
Yeah.
So let's take this Sai Sundara.
Yes.
Where you have
Sai Nidapa Sai Sundara.
So there are four notes which I am going through.
La 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 la. Sun pa dha.
So once you know that dha is a note which I am touching.
Mm-hmm.
So a person who is a beginner may feel that okay, this is a complex, mm-hmm, stuff raga. But still, once we tell that, means this is the boundary in which the bhajan is composed.
Sarigama padhanisa sanidavamagaresa.
So under this boundary, the bhajan is composed, and so every note is written. I mean, it is like, so you know where to sing each note exactly. So once that skeleton level we have gone, it helps us a lot in improvising the bhajan next time and sing better and better in future.
The other advantage of giving the notes is if someone can play harmonium.
Oh,
exactly,
wonderful.
Yeah.
No, then they know, okay, where the dha is.
Okay.
So you put that note and you check whether when I'm singing Sai Sundara,
is it matching?
Am I on pa? Okay. You will play on the harmonium. Pa, da, ma, pa. So at least you know
exactly.
That I'm touching that.
It
note.
Helps to play in different instruments actually.
Wow.
Not only harmonium, you can play in sitar or veena. So,
so you have a very defined path as a singer, and you have to make sure you steer within that.
Yeah. And I would also like to add a point that I agree that musicians will accept this kind of a swara or note-based approach, whereas normal bhajan singers, they would like to just sing bhajan with the bliss.
Yeah.
I mean, the feeling for the Lord. But what inspired me is that people categorize bhajans where the feel is similar. Even though need not be a musician, where I don't know the Carnatic raga, be it Hindustani, forget it. Like suppose
Sai Sundara,
this bhajan, and
He Vishwanath, He,
there is some similarity.
Yes, there
which
is.
People started observing.
Oh.
So the more than going to the raga aspect, the first thing is the categorization of bhajans which have similar feel.
Okay.
That normal any person started appreciating that. So then we moved on to like taking the raga.
So you know that if I can sing this bhajan, then probably I can sing all other bhajans also properly.
On that genre.
On that, yeah. The feel.
So the feel is similar in all the bhajans which are of the same raga. So then we go on discussing the raga, elaborate. Bishu asked me to do a small alap demonstration of whatever. I just try to do my best. I have not learnt many ragas, so I just do a part of it.
How about giving us one here?
Yeah, surely. So this raga I'll take. This is Pantuvarali in Carnatic music, and you call it Puriya Dhanashri in the Hindustani music.
Utterly divine. So now that you sang us this raga, are there bhajans that are based on this?
Yeah, there are so many bhajans based on this raga.
Give me an example.
Yeah. Hari guna gaane karo man
mein. Beautiful.
This is a beautiful bhajan. And you also have Gauri Ganesha Vinayaka. Very vibrant Ganesha bhajan.
Yes.
Nandishwara. हे नटराज हे विश्वनाथ हे साई सुंदर साई साई स्मरण करो.
Utterly beautiful, my God. Now speaking of tala or the rhythm, so how do you teach that on the bhajan tutor?
Yeah, I think we initially did not have, you just mentioned the beat.
Yes,
but slowly once Arvind Sai got involved, so we had demonstrations of the beat. So Arvind Sai, maybe you can share about you started doing that.
And Arvind Sai is such an expert manjira player. He plays he just brings so much life into a bhajan session by just beating his hands on that manjira. How do you do it, Arvind?
Sairam, all listeners. First of all, I just want to mention one point. You know, many composers, when they compose, some people know the music, nuances of music, and they compose.
Yeah.
Some people just do it.
Instinctively,
Instinctively out of their bhava for the Lord. But slowly when I got involved in bhajan tutor, I understood that when your bhava is so pure, music just comes in. Slowly it becomes like as though you're a pro in that raga or such is the power. So sometimes.
Okay, I will take solace in that because I'm pathetic at music, so I'll just try to focus on my purity more and more so that one day I can sing like you guys and play music. There's hope for everybody out there.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, many people in my samiti when I went, they used to play this bhajan tutor, and I know one of the brother who doesn't even know what is sa, what is ri.
Uh-huh.
He just used to play the bhajan tutor in our samiti and learnt a little bit how to put shruti in harmonium and learnt few ragas.
Right.
That's when I realized that, you know, sometimes music takes you somewhere. Sometimes the bhava behind the feeling behind your thing will take you somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
With respect to beat, I really thank Brother Anirudh and Brother Bishu for getting me involved in that. By Swami's grace, I play a little bit of Kanjira.
Mm-hmm.
So one day Brother Bishu told that, you know, we always mention the beat behind the bhajan. So why don't you play Kanjira? So I said, fine, we'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it started off, wherein after the whole bhajan tutor comes to almost towards the end, we just mentioned for the listeners, you know, for their benefit, in which beat this bhajan goes and how the beat should be played.
And then you give a demo.
We give a demo on it.
And also we say that this bhajan is, whether it is a speed peppy bhajan, okay, where you can sing somewhere in a typical 1 hour bhajan session where you can sing in towards the end, like last five bhajans or last two, three bhajans, or you can sing in the medium or slow.
Mm-hmm.
So once we know that, then typically, you know, in samatis, and we can gear up for that bhajan to be that energizing and josh bhajan.
I see.
Like sometimes, for example, yeah.
sometimes it may happen that,
yes,
sometimes some bhajan which we usually sing at fourth slot can also be sung at eighth spot.
I see.
With an increase in the rhythm.
Okay.
So that also usually they for the benefit of listeners, they mention it.
Yeah.
So how about a demo of a peppy bhajan, any bhajan of your choice that you have done on Bhajan Tutor so far?
Yeah, we can take maybe Shiva 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 Shiridi Purishwar. We can take that bhajan.
Sure.
Even though the bhajan is, each line is lengthy,
uh-huh,
and you have, it's a medium bhajan, but whereas the beat, the rhythm has all the fascinating element in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes you, like it makes you clap, and it is very energizing.
Mm-hmm.
So let's have that bhajan. 2-3 lines. Shiva 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 Shirdi Purishwara Shambho Shankara Shambha Shivo.
Shiva 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 Shirdi Purishwara Shambho Shankara Shambha Shivo.
Bhavahara Purahara Puttaparthishwara Shambho Shankara Sadashivo.
Bhavahara Purahara Puttaparthishwara Shambho Shankara Sadashivo.
Shiva 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 Shirdi Purishwara Shambho Shankara Sambha Shivo.
Shiva 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 Shirdi Purishwara Shambho Shankara Sambha Shivo.
That was absolutely lovely. Okay, now going forward, what can we look forward to with regards to this Bhajan Tutor classroom?
Well, now currently it is a 45 minutes episode,
mm-hmm,
and we think 45 minutes is a good time frame. It's a good format. So that is the reason why we have not extended the time and we have not really added more elements, because it will make the program lengthy.
I see.
But we've been thinking about how to improve incrementally, and so definitely we will want to keep this 45 minutes format, but, you know, make more improvements in the way the raga is explained, make more improvements in the way the beat is explained, and the bhava element is elucidated in the program. So there are a lot of suggestions coming.
We request all listeners also to give critical suggestions. Any suggestion, we can work it out for the improvement of the program. And also we were actually thinking of some portal for kids where, like, Balukas bhajans, can we take, mm-hmm, it up and
bhajan tutor for different age groups,
mm-hmm,
for Balukas. Yes. Balukas.
Yeah. That would be very helpful to the samitis and to Sai centers all over the world.
Yeah.
We've done some homework on that, so maybe sometime in the near future.
Sounds very promising. Yeah. It's so nice that you're thinking what else to do and how to make this better. Well, Anirudh, Arvind Sai and Brother Bishu, I thank you all very much for joining me on Morning Glory. And you brought so much life and happiness to the listeners here, and I really enjoyed you on my show. Thank you for your company.
Thank you for having me.
Sairam.
So dear listeners, I hope you enjoyed this live conversation as much as I did, and I look forward to your feedback by email at listener@radiosai.org. Now, as I sign off, and before Professor G. Venkatraman and his team sign in, I'm going to play for you during the intermission a little bit of a bhajan medley that our team has created, and I promise you, you're going to love it. Up next, of course, is Professor Venkatraman and his team, so please continue to stay tuned to Radio Sai. Till we meet next week, please take care, be well, and Jai Sai Ram.
Kailash Lata. Chandra Ranadhira.